So Ian came into the studio before you guys got here, and he asked me, does this week feel long or short to you guys?
Short, long.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I'm like, it feels like a long time ago that we came back to work as a group, but at the same time, it's kind of clipped by pretty nicely. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Nah, it's long, long. This is...
It was long, long.
I mean, it's the first time working
like
for
that,
you.
It's like that Dutch cartoon.
it's Friday, friends, and that means beer for breakfast, though. So some very good news on the way.
Yeah, we got the Flyjack, Dave.
It's an IPA. Less than 100 calories.
It's
a healthy year.
It's a healthy year.
We're losing these dad bods and getting mad bods.
Yeah!
The
Woo!
Dean and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. The world's unluckiest burglars is what they're being called. They got arrested after calling police.
On themselves?
Yep.
Why would they do that?
Well, it was accidental. They didn't mean to. The cops confirmed they arrested a 49-year-old and a 42-year-old after receiving a call from one of them who sat on his phone. It was the old butt dial, which does not happen that often.
Do you have 911 on speed dial on your phone?
Well, so
it's the emergency button.
If you have like an iPhone, there is an emergency button that
I turned that off.
You turned it off?
Yeah, that's it.
What if you need?
What if there's an emergency?
No,
I will call 911, but you can turn off if you hold that down, it's in the options.
No, I know, but you're supposed to keep that on so that way, in case of emergency, where you can't unlock your phone and dial 911.
If I'm ever in an emergency where I cannot dial 911, I am already probably going to die.
Police say they arrested the two men on suspicion of burglary after receiving the suspicious call. The cops decided to poke fun at the pair. They actually posted an image of Marv from Home Alone on their Twitter. Not even Harry, right? It's got to be Marv.
I felt like Marv was the more caring.
He did seem more empathetic.
He did.
He had a heart.
Less violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was always just kind of following Harry.
He was like just along for the ride.
He didn't want to hurt Harry with that crowbar.
Of course
but
not.
But he had to. There was a tarantula on him. He had no choice.
To remember which character is which.
Marv is not Daniel. Joe Pesci.
Okay.
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern.
The voice of the Wonder Years.
Was he really?
Yes. He's the narrator for Daniel Stern, Marv.
Don't you
from Home Alone.
Don't be all exasperated.
That's not common knowledge.
That is
supposed
very
to,
common
It is
knowledge.
Not common knowledge.
If it's common knowledge, if it's not common knowledge, how would I know?
No, because you know some
of
the most
random, unnecessary.
Now you're admitting that I know all sorts of stuff.
No, you don't know all sorts of stuff. You know unnecessary things.
Okay.
Like the fact that, first off, his name is Daniel Stern. Secondly, he is the voice of the Wonder Years.
He's a famous actor.
He's not really that famous. He's Marv. That's about it.
Home Alone, one of the most famous movies ever. See, like, Marv has been in more movies, Daniel Stern, than Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin was in, like, three movies, and he's still very, very famous.
But Macaulay Culkin
30
is
years
the
ago.
Star of Home Alone.
Oh, you're saying Daniel Stern's, he didn't put on a star performance? I thought he did. He sold it. When he stepped on that nail on those stairs.
Oh, and my favorite part of the whole movie is when he walks back outside after the nail onto that little ice patch and just goes, okay.
Perfect movie.
So some good news today as well. A very chill, and that's an actual quote, a very chill llama was found wandering off of a highway. A passerby spotted a wandering llama in a field off of an interstate in Massachusetts. With the help of an animal control officer, brought it to a farm for safekeeping. Patrick Bodie was driving, and when he spotted the male gray and white llama, stopped his truck and approached it, and he said the llama acted, quote, very chill.
This dude saw just a random llama on the side of the road and decided, like, I'm going to stop my car.
And approach it. And he said, quote, again, I had my arm around the thing, kind of calming him down. It was just really gentle and friendly. I knew it must have been some kind of pet or something.
Llamas weigh between 290 and 440 pounds.
So he walks over and doesn't just approach this llama. He, like, puts his arm around it. Like,
is he trying to make love to that llama?
It seems like
it. Love happening?
Yeah. I saw a hot llama. That's why he pulled over the truck.
Do you think he did that, like, stretch thing? And that's how he, like, put his arm around it. He's like, come with me.
That long-ass neck.
Yeah. The officer said he doesn't have any leads on the wandering llama's owner, even after posting photos of the...
No llama leads?
No llama leads,
on the lost llama? And also, why'd you call it a chill llama? Like, if we're going to go here, let's stick with alliteration, like a laid-back llama, a laid-back lost llama. Ew, whoever wrote this story. Hack.
Daniel Stern wouldn't even narrate this.
He would
thing.
Not.
Here's what's making news.
Yes, I am hoping that very soon they are going to be able to give 1 million vaccinations a day. Dr. Fauci came out and said the U.S. could start giving that many. And they're hoping that they could be in the next couple of weeks. So there's obviously been a lot of distractions as of late. If we could kind of buckle down here and focus on the 4,000 Americans that are dying every day from the coronavirus, that would be great. You remember when they were talking about if we got to 60,000 cases or God forbid 100,000 cases a day of COVID-19, it was apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Do you remember those numbers when they were talking about that?
That was like back in May, maybe. Yeah.
We're now around 300,000 cases every single day being reported.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That
sure
is unbelievable. I mean, and like I said, experiencing it firsthand, being in a hospital that was running out of oxygen, having to be in halls along with
other patients. It slowed down your discharge because they didn't have enough oxygen to give you. We talk about what's going on in Los Angeles right now and how devastating that is.
If you can't get people who are ready to go out,
they can't leave.
Not even that. Right? You can't get somebody else into that room.
Of course,
you were slowing that process down. So, I am just keeping my fingers crossed that this vaccine rollout is, once the leadership is in place that cares about this, that we will start saving some American lives.
Vaccinations are already speeding up, about 500,000 injections a day, he pointed out. But with the holidays now over, once you get rolling and some momentum, I think we're going to achieve 1 million a day or even more, Fauci said.
Amazing.
And some other vaccine news. China has developed a vaccine, and it sucks comparatively.
Is it the one that they gave Putin's daughter?
No. This is one of their own, and it's only 78% effective. Which is not great considering you're talking about, with Moderna and Pfizer, both theirs are 90%+ effective.
It just made me so proud.
Moderna 95.
It just made me so proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Like, we made an awesome vaccine without the help of China, and it's like 30% better than theirs.
The fact that the global community came together and worked so well to develop this in such record time is impressive. One other good piece of news is there's a lot of talk about this new strain of coronavirus that's super contagious and was first found in the United Kingdom and in South Africa.
It's going to be everywhere in America. I mean, the fact that it's in Florida, California, and New York, it's going to just move its way in.
But Pfizer came out and said that their vaccine does, according to a new study, they believe it does have the same effectiveness against that strain, which is really good because if we were talking about a mutating coronavirus and basically there was this new super contagious version of it and it was not able to be handled by the vaccine, then we'd be in a whole new world of trouble. Yeah. That's not the case from what we're hearing right now.
Being more contagious, horrifying, but the one silver lining in that dark ass thundercloud is that it's not more dangerous. I mean, it's already very dangerous for some people, but thank God it's not more dangerous.
Just more contagious.
Yes.
So if you're listening this morning anywhere near any body of water, then you're probably going to, this isn't going to be a surprise to you. Natural disasters were really expensive in 2020, but specifically all of the hurricanes, right?
We forget there was about 11 billion.
Fires, yeah.
Well, that was at the beginning of the year. First, we forget about Australia overall.
That was also 2020.
Being completely on fire. Yep. Then the wildfires that happened up and down the West Coast that were just devastating and so sad.
But Texas, Louisiana, Florida, all getting crushed by hurricanes. Yeah.
Yeah. We have hopefully sunny days to look forward to. Because
not really. They're saying that the 2021 is probably going to be just as wet, if not wetter, in those same regions of the country. But they actually put a dollar amount on it.
If they don't name a hurricane Hurricane Cardi, we're doing it wrong.
Because it's like WAP.
Yeah.
Because it's wet.
I'm just saying. It's
very wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like a Hurricane Cardi honor one of our nation's greatest artists.
I'm going to go with something more catchy. Hurricane Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes. Oh, no.
Very catchy.
Yeah.
It's just going to come through and just go, okr, on everyone's doorstep.
I will say, what is it, Body by Megan Thee Stallion? Way more catchy than WAP.
Okay.
No!
Oh, yeah.
No!
Okay.
All right. So, it's a hot, hot, hot take.
A record hurricane season and wildfires. $210 billion is the cost of it.
Oof.
Yeah, isn't that something? So the Atlantic Ocean saw more hurricanes than ever during the past season. The western U.S., obviously, like you mentioned, Audrey, wildfires all over the place. Second warmest year on record. No signs of things slowing down.
The earth is going to be fine. We're just going to keep siphoning all the oil and putting out all the gases. It's nothing we're doing is going to be. Mm-mm. We're not going to be here. Your kids, screw. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, kids.
Sorry. There's not even much of a world left for you. But boy, are we having a good time.
That's right. Yeah.
Are we?
I don't know. No, that's the problem. It sucks.
I'm going to leave this party.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
First of all, love you. You are just amazing.
Thank you.
Second of all, dad joke of the day. One, that should be a segment. Two, your very first dad joke should be, did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change colors? No, you didn't. He had erectile dysfunction.
Message deleted.
Yeah, it's good.
I've never heard that one before. Yeah. I don't feel like that's a dad joke, though.
That's a dad joke. You're in denial about what dad jokes are. Almost all of your jokes are dad jokes.
That was a lizard laugh. That was a lizard laugh that we had right there.
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard this one? A man walks into a bar. Lucky bastard.
Oh, that is a dad joke.
That's such a dad joke.
Mahoney didn't like that one. Didn't get a chuckle out of it.
That's okay. That's okay. I thought you were going to go with a man walks into a bar and then immediately falls over.
Oh. Should have ducked, yeah.
Dunk. Like he walks into a bar.
Oh. That's so dumb. These are dumb.
That's a dad joke. I feel like the lizard one had layers to it.
My doctor told me I'm going deaf. The news was hard for me to hear.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
That's good. Let's go to the next
one. I'll see my way out.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, this one's for you. I guess I have to ask you this question because no one else on the show has kids that we know of yet. But my question is, like, are kids like tattoos? Like, in the sense that you can't have just one? Does having kids make you want to have more kids?
Message deleted.
Great question.
Are you asking if kids are gateway drugs?
No, kids are like tattoos in the sense that you romanticize them, and then once you get them, you're like, was this a good idea or not?
Well, and you are in the beautiful phase right now. I mean, all your kids are young. Yeah. You know, they're sweet. They're
My
adorable.
Wife always says these are the best days of our lives.
She's not wrong because little kids are amazing.
They are. They're
beautiful.
Awesome.
They're fun.
I have a couple of friends who have daughters specifically that are 13 right now, and they all say like when they turn from 12 to 13.
Oh, hormones.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're like, it just sucks.
What a nightmare.
I'm praying for you, Dave.
And you have to do an exorcism every morning because he's just got demons inside of him.
And Dave's is going to be a machine gun, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. I've set myself up. But you know what, Mahoney? You just keep waiting, though. You just keep waiting. Yeah. You're going to be the 70-year-old high school graduation.
Nah, I'll be dead before then.
That's your plan, is to die?
Yeah. Whatever, yeah. Deal with it, kid.
Mahoney, that is
your
awful.
Your mom will tell you that your dad loved you, which he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, what's your guys' worst physical moment ever in regards to pain? Because I just stubbed my toe on the door sill, and Jesus, do I want to die.
Message deleted.
I mean, that's up there.
Man, the other day I was walking through my house, and I don't know if I've been, like, sleeping on my arm funny or what, but, like, it's kind of been bothering me. And I hit it right on the funny bone on the corner of the wall on the exact spot that's been hurting me. And I'm just like,
did your whole
God.
Arm go numb?
Yeah, I just stood there. I was like, why? What have I done? I'm so sorry. Why me?
Well, but seriously, like, jammed fingers and jammed toes seem like it's like, nothing's broken or nothing's, like, cut off. But that hurts
so much. When you jam your finger so bad and you're trying to move it because you know you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, that the only thing that's second to is when you wake up and one of your limbs is asleep and you have to grab your arm and, like, throw it across your body. You know what I'm talking about? Then you have to sit there and shake it.
We need better bed technology that, like, has, like, places for our limbs.
Yeah,
so we
man.
Don't, like, put our head, our big-ass heads don't, like, do cut know, off circulation
you
to
know
our
what,
limbs.
Do you know what I need? I need an arm moat is what I need that I can just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arm moats for beds.
Yeah, there's
and put like
bridge
a
that goes across it.
Build in an air conditioner into that bitch too.
Hell so we yes. could just like
because you know we get hot under those covers.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do men get so hot when they sleep? It's you guys turn into a furnace.
We're like bears.
We turn into a furnace and wake up with a boner. It's weird, man. I don't know.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, how pissed would you be if you were on one of these flights? They actually cut off alcohol on flights going to and from D.C. when all of the stuff was going on with the Capitol.
Dave, you There's no more time in America's history that I need a drink if I'm having to go to D.C. for whatever reason.
Or if you're leaving D.C. and then there's a bunch of the protesters are on your flight and they cut off alcohol on the entire plane I'd be so mad.
All this is doing is going to push everybody into the airport bars. And they're going to get loaded before they even get on.
Well, a lot of the airport bars are not really... Are
shut down, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. They're not really active.
I haven't flown
It depends where you are, obviously, and what part of the country and what level of lockdown it's at. But you can't go sit at the bar like you normally would because the actual bar and the dining areas are shut down.
Can
or
you just
maybe
go buy
a 25% capacity. I haven't tried since all of this has started
Airport. Now that you think about it, I haven't flown since COVID. I mean, now I'm going to just have to get drunk at home. I'm gonna have to get drunk at home, take the Uber, and then try to hopefully get through security.
Now that you mention it, we should start doing. We should go to the airports around the country and start selling some toilet bowl hooch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little side hustle.
Yeah, kind of like
that idea.
Yeah. Dollar beers.
Figured if there was gonna be one co-conspirator around here, Ian was gonna be my toilet bowl
guy. Of course, we could get a cart, just set it up outside Terminal 3. That's easy.
You bet.
Is there anything if you've used a airport bathroom, you don't need to worry about what's in the vaccine.
Why are they always so gross?
True. The nastiest,
so bad.
Like
some are nice, but for the majority.
So, obviously, the airport we fly out of a lot is McCarran Airport, which is, it's a huge international airport, one of the busiest in the world. There's a couple terminals that aren't in use sometimes, and I will specifically go over to those terminals to use those bathrooms.
I don't know about you guys, but
blowing it up on both sides of me.
If I have to poop at the airport, it is an emergency. Like, I'm never, taking a casual poop at the airport.
The worst is you have to poop on the plane.
Never have said that happen.
So you hold it and get those
I've just never had that
goosebumps.
Happen.
Goosebumps just ate the wrong thing at McDonald's.
The only time that I've ever had to poop on a plane, thankfully, it was a long haul flight. It was for our honeymoon. We were going to Thailand.
Oh, okay.
And it was literally like one of those overnight 24-hour flights or whatever it is, from Los Angeles to China. But they have one of the big handicap accessible bathrooms.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm like, man, this is the perfect mile high bathroom too. And my wife's like, no, I'll pass.
Dude, don't do it in an airplane bathroom, even on your honeymoon. Yeah. That's nasty.
No, it was more of just I could see if I could talk her into it, and she said no.
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about pooping.
He would have done it.
No,
we're talking about doing it.
No, we were talking about pooping, but then the bathroom was so large, I was like, this is a great...
But she probably was like, nah, man, you just got finished pooping in there. Maybe we were talking about this
cool
first.
Let it cool off a little bit.
Two for one.
So WhatsApp is an information-stealing cesspool because, of course, it is. It's owned by Facebook. Millions of WhatsApp users will lose access to their accounts on February 8th unless they agree to share all of their data with Facebook.
Oh, cool.
They cannot opt out of the data sharing and will lose access to their accounts if they don't agree to the terms. The change does not affect the WhatsApp users in the UK or Europe, but here in the good old US of A, if you don't give all of your information to Facebook, including giving them access to things like your contacts and your messages and blah, 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 then they're going to cut you off.
Can we vote to get rid of Facebook?
Can we vote them?
Can we vote them off the
internet? Can we vote them off the internet?
Yeah, please.
I mean, I'm tired of Zuckerberg. Truly, 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 truly tired of him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it sucks because the fact that he bought Instagram is so tilting because
Because Instagram's great, yeah.
Casually like Instagram over the rest of them.
I just want a social media that only allows dogs that are cute on there. No ugly dogs, only cute dogs.
Well,
what are you shaming ugly dogs
for? Who's the person who's going to decide who's cute and who's not?
I feel like I'm a good arbiter of that.
Oh, so you want to be in charge.
He's swiping left and right on
and
the dogs.
He's the god of canine cute, I guess. Okay. Wow.
Love ugly dogs. I don't like this.
Cute dogs only.
People have to submit pictures to you, and then you swipe right or left on them.
Only pause?
Only pause.
Send me your Ds.
This is discriminate. This is not okay.
I mean, some ugly dogs can be cute.
What's his name? Like Baby Yoda. His name's like Bork or something.
There's a dog named Bork.
Or something.
He looks like Baby Yoda?
Yes.
No.
Yes. And he's ugly cute.
It's like a pug.
What about
pugs?
Squid?
Are always cute.
No, they're
squid
not.
Is cute.
You take it back.
Pugs are
beautiful creatures. They're amazing. I love when they
snorty and then
I love when they hop up the stairs.
It's like
so
they can't breathe. It's unfortunate.
Your favorite dog is a wiener dog, as if those are natural.
They are natural.
That's natural.
They're not natural.
It's made in God's eyes.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Hey, it is time for a round of the movie quote quiz. This is a simple game. These are all popular films that I'm sure you've seen over the years. The question is, can you figure out what they are in just a couple of seconds' time? Because that's all we have is a couple of seconds in each one of these clips. Audrey, you get the option. Do you want to go first or second on the first one? We have a total of five, and whoever gets more correct out of the five is going to be our winner today. You versus Mahoney.
Ian, should I go first or should I go second?
Audrey, I am not the person to ask for that.
Oh, you're the one who cultivated the clips.
Stop trying to collude first or
yeah,
second.
Yeah, you're openly colluding.
Yes, at this point, because you know I'm going to not do well. I'm going to go first.
Okay, here we go with number one. If you need to hear it a second time after I play it for you on the initial pass, no problem. You only have 5 seconds after the second time. Here is number one.
I'm also thinking about getting a gun and dealing crack, being a crack dealer. But not like a mean crack dealer, but like a, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys? You want some crack?
I'm pretty sure that's Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just go right. Feral with a Southern accent. That's yeah. Is that the only time he's ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, it's the only time he's ever done it, and yet somehow he does a better Southern accent than Brad Pitt, who always does it.
Absolutely.
And Brad Pitt's from the southern part of Missouri.
You'd think that he'd be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
He can't. All right, Mahoney, here we go. Number two, you're up first on this one. Good luck.
I have the same view from my place.
Where's your place?
Nick, I want you and Daisy both to come over to my house. I'd like to show her around.
You sure you want me to come?
Absolutely, old sport. Absolutely.
Oh. Tag me in. Tag me in.
Let me hear that one more time.
Okay.
You only have 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same view from my place.
Where's your place?
Nick, I want you and Daisy both to come over to my house. I'd like to show her around.
You sure you want me to come?
Absolutely, old sport. Absolutely.
5 seconds.
Is that Titanic?
No.
It is not.
No.
For the steal, Audrey.
Oh, that's the Great Gatsby.
Yes, it is.
Leonardo, honestly.
Old sports.
I don't know.
That's Gatsby's like catchphrase. Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I just heard Leonardo DiCaprio.
And he was immaculate in that movie.
Whatever.
Audrey, two. Mahoney, none. Audrey, you're first on this one.
You know that was a Baz Luhrmann film?
Of course, yeah.
He's doing a film about Elvis.
Is he really?
Yeah. Mm. He is. Coming out this year.
Interesting. Not that interesting, but interesting. Audrey, you can win it right here. Number three, good luck.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Oh, one of my favorite movies of all time. That's Moulin Rouge.
For the win. Another Baz Luhrmann movie, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Moulin Rouge 100% was done by Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, back-to-back Baz.
Audrey wow, gets what the a dream.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is not going to be a big surprise to you guys, but a new study is out saying that asymptomatic people spread COVID a lot. And, I mean, almost all of the people that I know that either have had COVID or currently have COVID have no idea how they got it. They just have kind of a general idea. Some people are able to pin it down and actually figure it out and all. Yeah, the contact tracing has never really gotten to the point where it needs
to
be.
Did you get that thing on your phone? Like, hey.
Yeah, I got that yesterday, actually.
Did you sign up for it? I did.
No, I didn't. I skipped it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It freaked me out, honestly.
I didn't get anything. Did you guys get a contact tracing thing?
It was kind of like, you know how you get those like notifications for like natural disasters on
like
your phone?
EAS alerts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing that like with yes, I think
I feel left out now. I didn't get it at all.
There's like tracing of your phone because it'll like geolocate you. So if you're in an area with somebody,
Bill Gates, is he in my phone?
I hope so.
Oh, I do too.
Just don't put a U2 album on my phone. You know what Bill Gates never did? Never put a U2 album in a COVID vaccine.
If you put U2's greatest hits on there, it would be cool. But instead, you put their new stuff.
Yeah, Streets Have No Names. Yeah, give us that. Not this new album we don't care about.
Yeah, Sunday Bloody Sunday. I'm down. But come on,
Joshua Tree.
And you couldn't delete it.
Discotheque.
Even Beautiful Day I would have taken. I mean, like, you know. again, no surprise here. COVID-19 patients with no symptoms are responsible for more than half of the spread of COVID-19. Yep. So the CDC looked at the model.
You're telling me people with COVID are responsible for spreading COVID.
But people that don't know they have it.
Right? Yeah. And that's what really sucks, right? I mean, you think about spreading COVID, and nobody wants to do that.
Unless
you're a psychopath, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get other people sick.
Or you're a complete narcissist sociopath.
Yes,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but the idea of you having no idea that you have it, and then especially giving it to your loved ones or your coworkers or your friends.
Well, you and I talked like about this. Like, obviously, I was asymptomatic when I had to have been before I noticed a symptom come on. And thank God,
I'm stunned that
you
were
in.
Yeah, I didn't get it from you. I mean,
Audrey had antibodies.
She already had it, so she has the antibodies, right? So
thankfully, I sit next to you every day.
Yeah.
I mean, truly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's. I'm just glad that you're okay.
But you can't
see this, but I mean, I actually, for part of the show, will sit in Mahoney's lap just as a show.
He cradles you.
I ask you what you want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And slowly.
And I always say, this is what I want for Christmas.
Anyway. Kisses you on your forehead.
good boy, Dave.
While we are dealing with a pandemic and everything else that's happening in the world, in Silicon Valley, tech executives are experimenting with Combo, which is a type of frog venom that indigenous people have used for centuries to detox themselves.
You're telling me those things I buy at the gas station have pizza and nacho cheese inside of them?
It's K-A-M-B-O. K-A-M-B-O.
Combos, the pizza combos.
Oh,
though.
Those are good.
Go,
but they're not.
Nacho cheese.
They're good, but they're not.
So trashy, gross, good.
So, yeah, there's like this tastes like chocolate. Oh, there's a little hint of pizza in there.
Yeah, I want to know what scientific method they use to create that quote-unquote cheese in combos.
And only on road trips. Never in my life, I don't think I've had
eaten combos. Do they sell them at grocery stores or only at
gas
stations?
Them.
Nope. I think we're
only blind to them unless we're on a road trip.
And then for whatever reason, you're like, must have.
Wow.
This and a slimy stick of beef jerky.
You get Slim Jims?
Well, sometimes, I mean.
I like sometimes those, that hot sausage. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that
little
bit thicker one?
Yeah.
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 Oh, it's I bet your car smell awesome.
Mm. I feel so sorry for my wife. I hit that child lock on the windows.
You do?
You
and just
lock
her
windows,
in
you
there?
Monster?
After you freaking freebase a Slim Jim, you lock
the doors. Oh my gosh, she's going to divorce you.
Lock the doors so she can't breathe? Oh, that's so evil.
You are a mean person.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what is the dumbest thing that you've ever done in your work clothes? You know, I mean, normally, I don't know about you, Audrey, but when I used to wait tables after I'd get done for the night, most of the time I would try to remember to bring a change of clothes with me in the car so that way I didn't have to wear the same clothes. But there was a couple of instances where, you know, you go out with the black pants that still have, like, honey mustard spilled on them. You know what I'm talking
about,
Ian.
Outback Steakhouse shirt.
I would take off the shirt with all of the flair because, I mean, I obviously
greatly valued. You weren't proud of your flair?
No, I was very proud of the flair. And so I wouldn't want to lose any of the flair in my drunken escapades. And so it'd just be the black shirt with the black shoes and then like a white undershirt that I had underneath my flair cover.
Would you ever, because it was just, I don't know if it still exists like this, but when we were waiting tables, when we were bartending, when you get done, you always had to go wind down and drink afterwards. Because you got a pocket full of money.
Oh, yeah.
And
it wasn't
we always
wind
wondered why
down
we were
drink.
Broke.
It was
try to get laid.
Try to get laid and hook up
always.
With a hostess.
Oh, yes. No.
Hostess.
Yeah, man. The hostesses always.
Yeah, they were always 20 years old and wanted.
We thought we were just so cool.
I can buy you wine coolers.
You guys worked at a fancy place that had hostesses, huh?
Outback Steakhouse.
We did not.
I think you were more of a bar. You worked in more of a bar setting. We worked
college
more
bar,
in a restaurant setting. You had bouncers. We had to throw the drunks out ourselves.
Yeah, they wouldn't hire us at the college bar because we're not a hot college chick.
Exactly.
That's it.
They
didn't want it. We were too weak to be bouncers. Yeah. What purpose do we serve?
Work the Friday fish fry, Ian. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, man. I miss the old Tin Roof, though. I miss my bartending days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are good times, I bet.
My feet, my feet still hurt thinking about doing
my back. My lower back. You know what, actually, I did see, speaking of just gross stuff working in the restaurant industry, I feel like whenever you're then like going out for the night and you always have that goop all over you, I would always have the goop from the bar mat. Like it's like ruined your shoes, it ruined your outfit. You could never wear anything.
So I've been arrested once in wearing the station gear that had my name and the station logo, and that was fun.
It actually said Mahoney, and didn't the cops recognize you?
They had arrested our friend a month earlier,
who was also
wearing his shirt.
Yeah.
It was many years ago. It was a different time. And then they arrested another one of our friends a month after that, who was also, why we never learned our lesson. It was really dumb, but I had forgotten that I got arrested in my Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. The first time I was ever arrested.
You've been arrested in two different work outfits?
Yes.
That's impressive.
I forgot
your
about
clothes, man.
Well, I got arrested straight from work, you know, or detained straight from work.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
According to my lawyers. But I forgot, when you talked about taking your shirt off at the Outback, I had forgotten that when I was working at a Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon, that, you know, there was a meth head who broke into our place, and then we beat the hell out of him with a fence post.
He attacked first.
He did. He attacked our female manager, who was very nice. Her name was Anita. Mm-hmm. And we beat the hell out of him, but they arrested literally everybody. So my first ever mugshot, I was skinny, had a nice chiseled jaw.
Oh, you love that mugshot, huh?
And
oh,
I smiled because I was thinking, I'm like, I'm going to be a politician someday. Yeah. And when this comes out, it needs to be like a
good
looking.
You don't smile in a mugshot.
Well,
man.
I didn't know. I was 18.
Yeah, sure.
And but I had my Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon shirt on as well. So
free publicity for Lone Star.
That's
You're
right.
welcome.
That seems like the nerdiest mugshot ever taken.
Oh, so bad. But this was after the Peanuts were already off the floor, so that place was, it's now. I think there's only like two
taken.
Left in the country.
Yeah. Speaking of Outback, Michael dropped this one for us on our Facebook. I worked at an Outback Steakhouse in a casino, got drunk and took a forklift from a neighboring casino, drove it around smashing stuff, and then parked it at the casino where the Outback was. Forklift stayed there for close to a month. I was in uniform the entire time. Yes, I had my flare on. I was nervous for the entire month the forklift was there because I thought they were going to track me down for grand theft forklift. Thank God I quit drinking. 299 days sober now.
Hell yeah. What a weird time to quit drinking, though. 200 and like literally
almost a year ago.
Like when COVID started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
I will not join you on that journey.
What is the statute of limitations on stealing a forklift and driving it around the back of a casino and smashing everything up?
They have cameras everywhere.
Of course they do. Probably a good choice.
Did you leave him anonymous? Did you say his name out loud?
No, it was Michael. Michael.
Oh, but Dave, you're blowing up his spot.
Michael Engel specifically.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
The dumbest thing that you've ever done in a work uniform. Tim said, I had a coworker who was arrested for shoplifting while wearing his company uniform. Police notified the company, and of course, the idiot that was the offender got fired.
Oh, no.
It's kind of, I mean, you know, part of this came from the, we saw all those people, you know, storming the Capitol, and there was a guy wearing his work badge.
There have, the internet sleuths
nice
have, the internet sleuths have found a couple dozen of these idiots who
you're
are wearing
your
work
lanyard outside of your shirt.
Right?
Like, why?
He wanted everybody to know who he was.
So, Dave, it's muscle memory when you're going out of the house to storm the Capitol.
It's a working man.
Yeah, I got to go to work afterwards.
It's kind of like the people that you'll see on the casino floors that are in Las Vegas for a convention, and they're clearly hammered talking to a hooker wearing their name badge and where they work.
I can't stand that.
No,
and where they're from.
Don't know their
Mark from
though.
Toledo.
They just think that somebody who's absolutely a 10 out of 10.
There's a bar at the Venetian called the Hooker Bar.
Yes.
Every casino has one.
If some girl walks up to you that is
it's
way
totally out
of, your, out
of
league
your league
and starts talking to you, she's a hooker.
Or they're going to rob you.
And if she says,
he's an escort.
I want to bring my girlfriend back to the room, they're going to rob you.
That's a really
That's
nice Rolex
works.
You have there.
It was a really nice Rolex. Catherine said, not a dumb thing that I did in my work clothes, but a dumb thing that I did with work clothes. I accidentally donated my husband's company-issued work pants. He hasn't officially quit. He's just furloughed, so I really have no idea how much they're going to charge him.
Oh, no.
Wait, you had to give back pants?
It depends. Yeah, if it's a uniform, sure. Yeah.
Did you, like, what? When you worked at Outback, Dave, That's did weird. They make people who quit give back their T-shirts?
So they weren't T-shirts, Mahoney.
Oh,
they were kind of like the they're kind of like the gas station shirts almost. You know, like where they're like a little thicker.
Yeah.
But you'd have to get them pressed, you know. But you didn't have to give them back because I still have mine in my closet.
I love it. That. It was
it has
memory.
All the flair on it, too.
Are you sure they didn't deduct you know, that from your paycheck?
Yeah, they probably took $25 out of your paycheck for that shirt, Dave.
This is
when
so
I lived,
weird.
Yeah, I mean, this is when I lived in an area where you made no money at all, you know? I mean, like $2 an hour, so I never got a paycheck from them.
$2.13
an hour, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I never, ever got a paycheck whenever I worked in restaurants. Huh.
Sarah said, got hammered in Seattle during a casual lunch outing with the bosses, turned into a full-on day-drinking festival. All of us out in our Office Max uniforms acting like fools, and then I slept in the back of a cab on the way home.
Office Max.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Office Max goes hard in the paint, man.
They do.
Yep.
Do they?
Apparently. If you were asleep in the back of a cab on the way home, that was a hard night.
I mean, mean, I feel like it's probably just because you're drinking away the fact that you work at Office Max, where your entire business and company has been taken over by Amazon Online. You can get staples from the internet now. Can't even believe that places like that still exist, honestly.
Roger said, I was a middle school teacher. I bought condoms and bananas for a family life lesson for whatever reason. As I was in the checkout lane, a large family that attended our K to 8th grade school ended up in the line behind me as I'm buying bananas and condoms. Turns out the cashier was also a parent of a student. As she was bagging the goods, another student walked by and said hi. Whew, rough day at the supermarket.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So the dumbest thing that you've ever done in your work clothes. You know, it's one thing to go out and just act a fool when you're, you know, planning on hitting the town. And maybe you regret it, but you really regret it if you, I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to the times that I regret most, it's when I don't intend on wiling out, and then that's when things really go off the rails, right? I mean, that's when things get
prepared.
Yeah.
Surprise drunk.
Surprise drunk, yeah.
Surprise, you're drunk.
Jamie said, I used to live in Los Angeles, and I would dress up as Wonder Woman on Highland right there in front of the Chinese theater as one of the characters. Yeah, yeah. And one night, I got into a fist fight with a Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
That happens more than you think down there.
We see that all of the time. Yeah. Anywhere it is, whether it's Times Square or the Strip or down in Hollywood.
Yep. We saw Batman get body slammed. It was a couple years ago.
That was
crazy. Super viral. Yep.
Yeah, there was a Batman that was on Las Vegas Boulevard in front of the MGM, like just a little north of the MGM, and got into a fight and at one point picked up a traffic cone and swung it at the guy.
Did not end well for Batman. That was a bat cone.
Batman got his ass kicked.
Yeah, you need to invest in better gadgets, Batman.
But Jamie, who's a female, I hope that you won that fight because those Spider-Men always kind of, they always creepy. Look like they smell bad.
Also, girl fights superior to all other fights.
Yes.
You think so? Yeah. Girl fights are brutal.
That's why they're superior.
Like girls, no, they are not. They always go straight for the hair.
Straight for the scalp.
That's cheap.
It's scary.
Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah, but I like them because one of them always winds up naked.
Always. There's always see a boobie flopping out. Oh, my gosh. Every time.
But it's not a boobie you want
to see. Or they're always in a dress, like a bodycon, like one of those like super tight dresses, and it always goes up, so it ends up being like a cummerbund by the end of the fight.
It looks like a slinky that's just in the middle of their body. Yes. Yeah. Ian, I'm sure that you have a couple of stories.
I actually have two. So one of my first jobs when I was 16 was actually working at a movie theater. And I would get off after that, and we would go to this one house, because there was always the one party house in the neighborhood.
Was it like an older guy?
It was an older person.
Creepy.
So I went there in my AMC uniform, which was really, really baggy kind of slacks, big Brooks-type shoes, and then a stupid polo with my name tag. I'm there with about 9 people, and the house got raided. That was awesome. Yeah, so we're outside, 9 of us lined up, and then, of course, everybody from my high school is rolling past because they heard about what's-his-name's house getting raided.
So I'm the
only one there in my movie theater.
You didn't jump a fence?
No.
They
busted the door down.
Go out the back door.
I was just too shocked to do anything. Yeah.
And then stoned.
I was very stoned. And then the other time I was wearing my pizza t-shirt and of course smelling like pepperoni and I got arrested for fleeing the scene of an accident.
You caused the accident?
Wait, you crashed into somebody while delivering pizza?
And then I wanted to get the pizza there. I wanted to get the pizza there. I didn't know anybody saw me. And that's
Did you get arrested?
I got arrested, yeah. After
the pizza was delivered?
After the pizza was delivered.
Okay,
they went to the pizza shop. So, mission accomplished.
Wow.
And my boss was totally not mad at me.
Because the pizza delivered.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, you did your job.
Have you ever said you hooked up with somebody after you've delivered pizza to? Were you still wearing your pizza uniform when that happened?
Yes, I was.
Well, that was actually you went to the door and they invited
you. Oh, yeah,
you in,
she
right?
invited
yeah,
me because she was wearing a robe and like she was.
No way. This is a fantasy.
I swear. I swear.
I believe this.
No, I mean, 100%. Ian's a good looking guy. I can see that happening.
She's got a small business. I drove by her house last time I was out there just a couple of weeks ago. She's got a small business now.
Did you do a little honk honk?
I should have. I just want to say hi.
Hello,
Mary.
Did Marianne.
She say, here's your tip? And you said, just the tip?
No, God, Audrey, come on.
Come on.
No.
No.
That was the joke that turned out the room.
That's not how it works, Audrey.
Yeah. No.
We were in love.
That was the joke.
It's the whole pepperoni. Okay. What are you talking about?
Any of her pizza.
No, I didn't. No, she didn't even offer.
You didn't. I like that. She's like, hold on, let me turn the oven on 250, put this pizza in here, keep it warm. Service me, boy. Service me, Marco's pizza boy. And the final one here, Ariel from Mission Beach said, I was working as a security guard. Friend said, let's go out and have one drink. And so I'm in my security guard uniform. Well, turns out we had about 30 drinks, and I went home with a dude, ended up having a one-night stand.
Hell yeah.
and then had to do the walk of shame in my uniform. And as I'm leaving the house, I heard some guy drive by and went, that cop just got laid.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, say that all four of you guys had to take a road trip together in one car. Say you guys are going to either an AA meeting or a Nickelback concert, whatever. But you guys had to take one car that belongs to you guys. Which car are you guys taking, and why are you taking that car?
Message deleted.
None of us have small cars. You know, I mean, Audrey and I both drive, you know, larger sedans.
Yep.
And Dave and Ian are in SUVs.
Probably Ian's, because his is the newest.
No, I would go Dave's. I don't want to put miles on mine.
So that's fair.
You want to go mine just because you want to use my resources.
Yeah, it's all reliable.
Old reliable?
It's old reliable. How long have you had that car, Dave?
It's a 2016.
2016,
so yeah, it's old.
She's all good.
You know what I'm actually so happy about? For the first time in my life, I've paid off a car.
No way. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
As long as I've known you, I've always
leased cars or had payments. And
how awesome is it not to make that payment every
month?
Well,
I don't
know, because I literally just paid it off this month. So I have yet to not have to make
a payment.
Now
you're like, I'm going to save whatever that payment was. And then that never happens. I'm like, that's what my thought when I paid off my car. I was like, I am going to take my car payment and put it into a savings account and then just save up for another car.
Oh, no.
Car.
I'm such a piece of garbage. I'm like already looking at new cars. I'm like,
No, you're not.
I mean, in my head, at least I am.
I feel
I'm not
like
actually
there's,
shopping
you
yet.
Get like, man, the excitement of getting onto a car lot and then test driving a car. It's they know how to work you, because I am such an impulse buyer that I'm just like, I would have a new car.
See, that's
right
it's
now.
The opposite for me, because I hate the process of buying a car.
I love it.
And so I just want to get it over with. And so I'll just be like, yes, I'll just take it. Just leave me alone.
That's me too. It's got to get done in a day.
No, yeah. I love arguing
going,
the
if
price down.
I walk
in
the door,
down,
I'm walking out with a car. Yeah.
I love arguing the price down. I love like trying to get the best
You
deal.
Haggle with people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? You have to.
Yes.
Dave?
Really?
I mean, you
always,
can just go to Costco
always.
Or like do the true car price. And,
I have this weird
have
guilt complex where I don't want
to
haggle with
them. No, that's part of the sport.
I don't know. It's part of the sport.
It's the fun of it, man.
I would have a new car. Right now, I would be driving a new car right because I was looking right before everything hit with COVID. Mm-hmm. But I forgot that like when the Experian or excuse me the whatever that credit thing was.
Oh, that
not
big,
the Experian,
the big hack. Yeah,
but
yeah.
The other one. I locked all of my credit.
Oh, so you couldn't.
So that one little thing of like I could not get a I couldn't like I was at the bank getting a loan, but they're like, oh, you just have to go home and unlock your credit first, and then we'll approve you. And then I just never did that, and so that's how I don't
You
have.
Put one step in the way.
One.
Yeah.
You played yourself.
Yeah.
No, it saved me. I am so glad because it saved me tens of thousands of dollars, and I don't have a new car payment because every day I think about a new car payment, the insurance going up, the taxes on it. It makes me sweat thinking about it.
This from Boozette, who's watching along today, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. She said, me too, Dave. I bring my grandpa with me to do stuff like buy cars so he can haggle for me because I feel bad haggling.
Me to come with you to
you can't even change a tire. They're gonna spot you a mile away.
Dude, you should bring my girlfriend's dad. He went to a Skechers store once and got a buy two get one when they didn't even have the promotion going on. That's how hard he haggles. Seriously. I think he got that kid fired.
but yesterday
he saved $11.
That is true.
Yeah. I got a great deal on my car and my wife's car.
I thought you were gonna say on your wife.
And the wife, yeah.
Great deal.
Yeah, she traded my parents' two goats for me.
What a bad deal.
Please leave a message.
She got straight to the
bad.
So would it be cool to be named Thor, or do you think it would be a burden on someone? Like, if you name a person Thor, they have to be built like Thor, right? Like, you can't have some skinny dude named Ian walking around when it's the actual name Thor.
Message deleted.
I feel like that's a lot of pressure to name a kid Thor, but the only person that I know that's kind of named Thor...
It's Half Thor.
...is Half Thor, who's the mountain from Game of Thrones, that enormous guy who always wins the World's Strongest Man competitions.
Who is one of the nicest people out there.
And even his parents didn't have the confidence to name him Thor.
So they
went with Half Thor.
He's the strongest man in the world.
Yep.
He loves his mom.
Does he?
He does. Somebody posted a meme of like, what if this guy came up and slapped your mom? And then he was like, no, I would never slap a mom or anybody's mom. I love my mom.
Oh,
and
that's that's really nice.
I really like that. I'll kill everybody on Game of Thrones, but mom's off limits.
Yeah, I mean, I'll smash the Mandalorian's head with my hands, but you know. Wasn't that Mando that
guy? It was. But we didn't know who he was.
We didn't know his Mando
at
the time. Yeah.
We're just like, that was a guy with a cool ass mustache.
Yeah, a badass mustache.
That's right.
Until, you know. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Spoiler.
I was watching Dirty Harry or Dirty Larry, Crazy Mary, whatever the movie is. And I was just shocked by that plot twist ending when you think they're getting away and then they just run into a speeding train and blow up. And then the end credits just pull up on the screen. So I just want to know if you guys have any greatest plot twist ending to one of your guys' favorite movies.
Well, why
Message
would you spoil
deleted.
The ending of that for
it
people?
It is 100 years old.
No, it is literally 450 years old.
Okay, it is half a century old.
You know there's five.
I think we're past the point of spoilers. You know, in fact, that is okay to spoil. So is the end of Dexter.
Ian's
freaking
just
out. Ian's
on the phone.
Do not.
You know there's five Dirty Harry movies?
Yes.
Dirty Harry, Magnum Force, The Enforcer,
okay.
Sudden Impact, and The Deadpool.
And they all have the same exact like album art or whatever.
Movie cover
of it. And it's all, they're all, actually all on HBO Max right now, so you can watch them all. But when we were scrolling through.
Is it
through,
all just Clint Eastwood's face with
a gun and
a
different
gun
kind of gun
cigar.
And a different angle?
Yeah.
No cigar?
No cigar.
Close.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Mahoney, when you think about iconic shows from the 80s and 90s, does Knight Rider make the list for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
Kinda, right?
It's not like as iconic as something like Cheers.
Or MASH or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
but Knight Rider is, I think, is has that cult following. David Hasselhoff is one of those, like, what the... You know, the biggest B movie actor in the world.
Hoff.
He's huge in Germany.
Yes.
Like his singing.
And Japan.
But the Knight Rider theme, right?
Oh, this.
I think this is more popular than the actual show.
Yeah. Yes.
I love this one.
I mean, this has been sampled so many times over the years. But this, like, and again, I will say this right now, why network TV sucks so much now compared to the 90s, the 80s, and the 70s. Theme songs. We do not put out good theme songs anymore. We don't put out bangers like that.
Do you remember the theme songs? I mean, there's the instrumental theme songs. Like you think about the Office theme, right? And that's kind of iconic. And
but
Friends
that was still like
stuff like that.
2002.
No, I know, but like for me, it was TGIF.
Oh yeah, Family Matters.
Oh yeah, like that. Okay. Full House had great themes. Step by Step.
Dude, you know what else is a banger? Night Court.
Night Court.
Night Courts. Yeah. There's a sweet ass sax in there, and the little thing that they.
Audrey has no idea what you're talking about.
No, I just know all the Law and Orders.
Law and Order?
That's like somebody's about to get... There's nothing fun about a Law and Order theme song. You hear that?
Like the flute, though.
I don't feel like you get hyped. I feel like I'm about to witness a murder. Like, right before you're going to get murdered, you hear the Law and Order theme song.
Honestly, I hope that's how I go out.
the reason that I brought it up is because Knight Rider... The car can be yours. The customized Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, known as Kit from the 80s.
The 1982 TV. Pontiac?
Yeah, it's being auctioned off by David Hasselhoff.
They gave it to him?
He took ownership of the vehicle when the series ended, and currently available for sale on the website liveauctioneers.com. Lot winners responsible for delivery expense. If the hammer exceeds 25% above reserve price, the Hoff will personally deliver the car to the new owner.
And do you know what the reserve price is?
I believe it is $300,000, but bidding is already up to $4.25 million.
Really?
For this particular.
I mean,
if you go on liveauctioneer.com and actually search David Hasselhoff, he has a wide array of items up there. He has his Planet Hollywood Prague leather jacket.
Okay.
Up there, a couple of Baywatch visors
and
a bunch of signed jewelry advertisements that he used to do back
weird,
in the day.
Any
weird,
like locks
weird.
Of chest hair that
no,
we could
no,
possibly...
I was specifically looking for hair or parts of the Berlin Wall.
Why do I feel like if you're going to pay $425,000 for this
go
car,
higher than that.
Oh, it will.
Let's say it's $500,000 that David Hasselhoff's going to personally deliver it, but whoever has $500,000 doesn't really want David Hasselhoff
pay more
around.
Just for Hoff to stay.
Like he's going to show up and he's like, "Here's the keys. Do you mind if I come in?" You're like,
"Do you know who the voice of Kit was?"
No,
it's got a TGIF tie-in.
Yep.
I know it.
Come on,
gotta be Dave Coulier.
No,
from Boy Meets World, Mr. Feeny.
Mr. Feeny.
Mr. Feeny was the voice,
right? Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Knight, yes. Rider, Knight Rider trivia.
He's still
I believe
alive?
The, I Mr. believe Feeny's Mr. Feeny is still alive. William Dang. Daniels mm. is his name, and he is 93 years old and yeah. Still alive. So 2020 didn't take Mr. Feeny from
nope.
us.
That is so crazy. Whenever I think of getting up there in age 93, that's almost a whole century old.
Yes.
That is insane. Yeah. All of the things he's seen and all the things he's acted in.
So despite the fact that Dr. Dre has been in the ICU over the past week, that's not stopping his estranged wife from demanding money.
What a bad
sweet?
Week. You have an aneurysm, but thank God he recovers and he's yep. doing well.
Yep.
His house
gets robbed while he's in there.
But the cops did get those guys, I believe.
Still.
But still, like, the garbage. And now you're having to deal with lawyers and alimony.
He's now
his ex-wife's trying to rob him, too.
He's now agreed to pay his estranged wife $2 million in spousal support. But he said he's not coughing up the $5 million that she wants for divorce attorney. So they struck a deal. He'll write her a one-time check for $2 million. That's all he'll pay, at least until the next divorce hearing in April. So he'll continue to cover her living expenses for her Malibu mansion, as well as her mother's place in the Palisades for the next several months. However, Dre will not cover her security costs. She'll have to pay for that, and she claims that's $2 million.
And when you say $2 million, that seems like a whole lot. Dre is worth damn near $1 billion.
Still.
I just don't
think
he
has to pay for your mom's house because,
yeah,
come on,
that's
get
not
out of
okay.
here.
That's
and
not
also,
fair.
Who's like robbing Nicole? What's her name? Nicole? Is that right? Whatever her name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Nicole.
Yeah, who's robbing Dr. Dre's ex-wife? Like, she doesn't need to spend $2 million on personal security. Get out of here with that nonsense.
I would like to spend $2 million on personal security. It would just be dudes in like tight t-shirts, big guns.
Why?
And big guns. I don't know.
Just it sounds make, like the start of a Magic Mike like show for you.
And then they would just break,
they all have,
break in
break
a dance.
Yeah.
They all have earpieces. Yes, and dancing would be a requirement.
God, Mahoney's here. It's so annoying when he comes to this restaurant.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
If the internet didn't exist, we would never know that a couple of people decided to jump off of a Courtyard Marriott in downtown Nashville, but they did. They had parachutes on, and they just jumped off the side of the building. And sometimes these videos, you know, you're like, oh, man, it's so cool that this got captured on camera. In this case, not great. The person that was filming it, arguably the most annoying play-by-play person of all time. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, my gosh! They're gone. Oh, my God!
There were staff shouting that you can't do that. Am I in a movie? Because that's how it's kind of felt here in downtown Nashville the past week.
Oh, my God!
I would hate to be her roommate when...
I'd hate to be her lover.
Sexy time
oh
is going on.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, my God!
See, a mistake that can be made.
Oh, my God!
In a situation like that, where you're over-enthusiastic, you're like, I know it's not this good.
You're like, you're faking it. It's not that
hard.
It's never been this good for anyone. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You got to find the balance. Yeah. Don't lie to me. Your mm-hmm. fake enthusiasm.
We know. We know.
From Tips Here Toddler, we had one toddler that very confusing for me. I couldn't understand what was going on in this clip until it was explained to me. This toddler was doing an impression of a duck.
Of a duck.
Of a duck. And something else. Here you go.
No.
You know, see, that's how it normally sounds during sex.
No, that was terrifying. Slow yeah, right. down was, like that. Yeah. I did not like that slow down. Please do not do that anymore. Nah.
That's
do
a funny it. Kid, though, man. And a pretty good duck impression,
that's a
right?
Good duck.
Yeah, that's good.
They don't say quack.
They really
need to
do
get
not
that.
Say quack. That is one thing that we put in to our children's learning. Ducks don't say quack.
Yeah, we've instilled on them fake news.
Fake news.
One meteorologist informing people not to eat snow icicles or icicles that are off the side of your house made out of ice because there's a bunch of bird poop in them.
Oh.
Just doing a PSA
I mean,
here.
Fair.
I mean, as a kid, I remember eating icicles. As an adult, I don't think I've ever
never.
Eaten
Never. Why would you? No.
But as a kid, I used to like peel them off the side of the house. And yeah, don't do that.
When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop.
How old is that broadcaster?
Not old enough.
Yeah.
Well, but she's sharing I would say, a very important PSA. Also, you're ruining childhoods.
Another very important PSA, do not get out of a car if you're going to get into a fight. If there's a fight that is brewing, do not get out of your giant metal protective box. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this person, I don't think, got the memo. There was an argument going on. This is from Fast Food Freakouts, and it was back and forth, I believe, with the person that was working at the restaurant.
Indeed.
And there were a couple of friends that were in the vehicle that didn't seem like they really wanted to be a part of the fight, but alas, here we are.
What? You got a number? You can text me for the Addy. Yes, hon, you don't scare me. You don't scare me, sis. You do not scare me. Come inside, bitch. Oh, unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Oh, my God. Should we get out?
Oh, my God. Should we get out?
No, Karen's out there. Should we help her?
Oh, no.
Like, when that's your friend, I feel like you just drive off and leave her.
You have to.
Like, you've made some dumb life choices, and my life would probably be better without
Mahoney's
you
not
as
a ride
friend.
Or die.
Mahoney is for sure ride
He's
or
a
die.
He's a fighter. His fight or flight has literally made him to flight.
Die. I am riding.
The real question here is, have they got the food yet? Because you can't just go leave your friend and the food.
No, I'm going. No.
She's going to eat all my nuggets if I leave her.
They were arguing through the speaker system, which means, no, the food has not arrived yet. And if the food does arrive, they're going to jack it up.
How do they escalate that quickly at the speaker, like before they even got to the window? Like, how do they get that mad that quick?
They're
probably
taking
too long.
Although I will say, when I'm in a drive-thru, like, don't rush me. And don't interrupt me. Like, I'm ordering my food.
Well, most of the time it's a pre-recorded message.
Do you need anything else?
It is not a pre-recorded
The first part is a pre-recorded message.
No, no. But when I'm having the conversation,
like, hey,
and I'm placing
McDonald's.
The order, I'm like, hey.
Would you like our daily special or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Can I have a number one, please?
Anything else?
And I'll take it with it. And they, what size do you want? I'm like, can I just tell you what kind of drink that I want? And then.
Dave, you know, you don't know how to order. When I order a bottle.
Dave, you know how to order.
I will take a large number four, no pickles, with a large.
What size? What's your size?
A large Coke.
Okay, but a Coke?
What size?
Yeah, but what size number four?
I say a large. You start off a large number four. Lead.
This is coming from
a
man who knows how to order fast food. Dave, take a lesson.
I'm a fast order at fast food.
Drives me crazy. And finally.
You just don't know how to order.
That is very hurtful.
I'm trying to help you help yourself.
I don't need help.
Certainly
they need to slow down at that drive-thru window.
They're rude, honestly.
They are. Yeah.
It's called slow food.
Kyle said Dave is ordering challenged. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Now I'm going to be that guy who's too dumb to order Burger King.
Dad said some fast food employees carry box cutters because they got to open those boxes all day long. Yeah, you may get shivved. Don't mess with, like, they have seen some stuff.
No, that plexiglass is saving me now. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah. That sneeze guard just saved my life.
You're not getting me at all.
And finally, the internet is awesome. We round things out with a gem from Cover Your Ears. This was an all-time great, Mahoney, from Throwing Copper, Live and Lightning Crashes. What a jam, right? And this guy, I oddly don't hate this.
Like, this is what live sounds like when Ed's not singing.
Yeah,
if everyone's on meth.
I don't hate it.
This guy's definitely on meth.
He's definitely on meth.
He's wearing a dragon button-up like bowling shirt. I guarantee you JNCO jeans. It's not in the shot, but he also has a mohawk.
My man.
You know, okay, Ian, for somebody on meth in a dragon bowling button-up shirt, not bad.
10 out of 10. Not bad.
Considering, not bad.
The angel closes her eyes. The confusion never belongs now to the baby down the hall.
You sound just like him, dude.
Yeah. Same shirt, too.
Oh, now I feel it coming back again. Like a rose.
Here's what's making news.
So coming down this morning, President Trump has announced that he is not going to attend the inauguration of Joe Biden on January the 20th.
Shocking turn of events. Joe Biden is devastated.
But just yesterday, he put out the video, actually conceding, basically, in the biggest concession that I imagine that we'll get from Trump. But as I'm sure you're aware, there's all this talk about the 25th Amendment being enacted, and that doesn't look like it's probably going to happen. Yesterday, Betsy DeVos or DeVos or however you say her last name, she resigned from the cabinet, as did Mitch McConnell's wife, who is the Transportation Secretary. So they're both out. So members of the cabinet are resigning, but there's talk that Nancy Pelosi, who understandably, is pretty upset that there was, you know, people that...
An incursion to our nation's capital.
Yeah,
yes.
And like we're in her office, putting their, you know, stole her gavel, put their feet up on her desk. And they just stole
emails.
Place.
And
yeah.
They put it all on YouTube yep. and Instagram, and they live streamed it. Like, if you Smart are committing move. A crime, do not document the criminal acts that you are doing yourself. Like,
they
you
have
are
to get
just...
the clout, Mahoney.
Yeah. If I don't get likes for my criminal act, does it really count? Yeah.
Yes, you need validation on the internet.
I want to blow up on Parler.
Yes.
But Pelosi and Schumer are saying that if they don't invoke the 25th, that they are going to impeach again, which is more of just a symbolic thing, right?
Nothing, I mean, he's not going to.
They're not going to like remove him from office at this point.
But they're trying to send a message that this cannot happen again in America.
After
and
Wednesday,
I think everybody
no way.
In the country can agree that having our nation's capital invaded by
anyone for any reason is not
bad.
Acceptable. Yeah.
And that somebody died, a police officer died. Like, this is not American.
Well, it just makes us, honestly, kind of look a little weak. We have the ability to storm the Capitol.
Well, what if there were actual people who were looking to... You know,
messy-haired Boris Johnson is giving us a reality check on how we should conduct ourselves, we've probably gone a little bit off the rails. Mm-hmm. I thought that was bad. And then when China and Russia and Venezuela are like, this is really upsetting, you're like,
Iran.
Uh-huh. You know, you could try to talk your trash, but like at least we're not putting millions
they're not on a soapbox that they actually have a leg to stand on. But still, when the rest of the world is talking about what a shame it is.
Our strongest ally, which is probably the UK, you know, is going, yeah, guys, you got to fix that.
Yeah,
we got to.
So it's you know, dark days in Los Angeles as we speak. LA is reporting one COVID death every 8 minutes. Over 11,000 residents of L.A. County alone have died since the beginning of the pandemic. More than 5,000 of those deaths have occurred in just the past 2 months. Cases have increased 941% since November 1st.
Which is insane because I think you guys have some friends in L.A. as well. Everyone who I know quite literally has not left their home.
Well, I mean, everything's been shut down and still it's
How
just surging and surging
you have
and surging.
Friends who are responsible who are... You know, don't want to continue to be part of the problem, but there's still a lot of people out there who just don't believe that this is real. And unfortunately, we saw yesterday over 4,000 Americans died due to COVID. And as a person who has recently recovered from COVID, I will tell you this. You don't want it, and you easily could have died.
Yep.
You know,
you're in the hospital for 10 days.
You just don't know, and it makes me so sad to see so many people, you know, losing their lives to this.
Unfortunately, Elon Musk is now the world's richest man.
For now.
Yeah.
His Tesla stock went from like 90 at the beginning of this to, damn near $800, $900 now.
Seems so a little almost, fishy.
Yeah. I think Teslas are amazing looking cars. They're cool as hell, but there has not been 10 times more Teslas put on the road.
Yeah, but I mean, Tesla is not just a... They're not just a car company. Like that's the whole
thing.
They have
their own batteries and stuff like that.
They're a technology company, and then that's what it is. People are thinking that with the Boring Company and everything that they're doing in SpaceX. I mean, like the Tesla and Elon Musk are onto something that's far bigger than just vehicles on the road.
You know, they're I think this is a huge bubble, but that's just me.
No, I mean, most people think that it's a big bubble. They think that Tesla and Bitcoin are way overvalued right now.
Bitcoin's over at $40,000 today. It's doubled in under a month.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
I feel like those are things like, man, I would not be dumping my retirement into right now, personally.
Did you see Elon Musk's reaction when somebody walked in and they told him the news that he was the richest man in the world?
Just go cool.
He went, "How strange." Well, back to work. Which I kind of like that. But Elon Musk
sucks.
I don't like him. He's a dirtbag. But his increased wealth more than $146 billion in the last 12 months.
Wow.
Yeah, but give him a tax break, Dave.
Yeah, sure, don't pay your taxes. And finally, Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston, reportedly. The 25-year-old, who is now a four-year NFL vet, signed a four-year, $156 million contract extension with the Texans back in September of 2020, meaning he is under contract through the 2025 season. But the Texans have obviously been going through it. They fired Bill O'Brien, who is their manager and their head coach and their general manager at the same time. And they told Deshaun Watson, and here's the problem, is that they told him that they were going to consult with him on who the new coach and GM was going to be, and then they didn't. They hired somebody without consulting him. So the problem is that they came to him and said,
"Hey,
we're going to
contract."
Like a verbal contract.
They would never put that in
trust.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's like, hey, we're going to consult you because we want to build this team around you, and
around
then they
you,
don't.
Yes. I mean, that's part of the reason why they probably were like, hey, if we lock you into this massive contract, then that's how we're going to be able to be tied in for the remainder of the four years.
Well, and there was also some hope that it was going to be a lot better, too. You know, it's like, at the beginning of the season, it's one thing. They finished the season 4-12, which is beyond disappointing. Yeah. So, yeah, the Deshaun Watson wanting out is not a huge surprise.
Also,
but
everybody in Houston's just tired of James Harden.
Houston sports teams have had such a... I mean, the Astros, obviously, they go out there, they win the World Series and everything else, and then the cheating scandal follows. The Texans have basically always sucked. They'll, like, limp into the playoffs and then get eliminated in the first round in the best-case scenario. Yep. And then, yeah, I mean, the Rockets just can't figure it out.
No. And you know what the problem is with the Rockets? It's James Harden. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't want to play...
He doesn't want to play hard.
He doesn't want to play a team sport. It's all about him.
Yeah.
And you're never going to win championships that way.
But Deshaun Watson, will he actually get out of this one? That's the other thing. Is like all of us that work real jobs are like, oh, so you're talking about wanting to get out of your four-year, $156 million contract? Poor you. I'd be fine losing for $156 million.
Just sit on the bench.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It is time for an all new blooper reel, and ironic that I messed that up. But the blooper reel is all of us back together for the first time in a long time after Mahoney's battle with COVID and everything else. So, Ian, how do we do this week?
Overall, Dave, horrible. Mahoney?
Good.
Audrey? Amazing.
Really?
I actually had to text Audrey because I had to go mine for bloopers for her.
You had to go find some bloopers because she's been so spot on.
She was fantastic.
Huh. Well rested.
Well, to be fair, I had not broadcasted in, you know, something like 40 some odd days. It's a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, relearn how to ride the bike, Dave.
Understood. I don't have any excuses. Here you go.
It's the That's the blooper reel.
But I feel like a parody of Home Alone could be really good if, like, with a 40-year-old Kevin McAllister. With, like, a 40-year-old Kevin McAllister.
Speaking of being afraid of... Have a conversation with that. That's, if you are too afraid to change to where you're willing to put yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Yeah.
Speaking of being afraid of...
Have a conversation with that. That's if you care. Spit it out, Junior.
My friends and I got drunk while underage secretly, and I started to dance because of my intoxication. I did a full spill, and I started to dance because of my intoxication. I did a full spill...
You've worked a tow truck before.
I have. And
Have you roundhouse kicked anybody?
No. I punch a bunch of people off of parking garages, but never roundhouse. No. I punch a bunch of people off of parking garages.
So a fire extinguisher was used to dry off land. The Florida man. What? A Florida man. So a fire extinguisher was used to dry off land. The Florida man. What?
I'd be learning how to drive with my left foot. Or the other foot.
I don't think I could. Do you think you could?
Yes.
Left foot. I don't think I could. Do you think you could? Forty-year-old Kevin McAllister.
Speaking of being afraid of
that. Have a conversation with that. That's if you care.
Full spill.
If you care.
No. I punch a bunch of people.
Speaking of being afraid of
that. Have a conversation with that.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So people who travel frequently, and let's call 2020 a mulligan, right? Because a bunch of people that maybe normally would travel frequently did not, and understandably so. But people who travel frequently are happier than those who rarely take vacations, which, I mean, seems like it kind of makes sense because if you're able to go to all these wonderful exotic destinations...
You probably have money.
You probably have money, which makes it a lot easier to do the things that you want, which generally probably leads to being happy.
Yeah, they say, what is it, the returns on happiness. I feel like that, you know, like you have to make a certain amount of year, then the happiness stops growing. But I feel like that number has been going up steadily since they started putting that out there, because I think it started at like, if you're making more than $65,000 a year, then it was 75. Now I think it's like, if you're making over $115,000 a year, you are generally happier. But I also feel like if you are a constant excessive traveler, you're running from something.
Really?
Like, if you can't stay in one place for like more than a week, you're running from something.
I kind of agree with that, but
who
not necessarily
can't stay in
running
a place for more than a week? What do you mean? Are you talking about like when you're on vacation?
No, I'm talking about people who are constantly, who just refuse to be one place for a long time.
And just like, jet set everywhere. They're nomadic. They hop in the car and go.
Like the people that are willing to just, they have no money, but they're going to go backpack through Europe and stay at hostels.
Maybe not that. See, that I feel like that's different. That's like a spiritual thing.
Oh, that sounds terrible to me.
That sounds like patchouli.
Yeah. Ugh. So, for whatever reason, Jamiroquai, yes, the English musician, had to take to Twitter,
Dave,
on Thursday after he noticed his name trending, as people thought that he was one of the people that breached the U.S. Capitol.
They thought he was the Buffalo guy. Yeah, but Dave, like, his name is not Jamiroquai.
It is.
The band is called Jamiroquai.
Oh.
His name
really?
Is JK. Yeah, Jamiroquai is not
the
dude.
Oh, he's JXXX is what it is.
Or JK. Yeah.
JK, really?
Yeah.
So he's 51 years old, and he often wears opulent headgear, and he had to tweet, no, that was not me. It was some 32-year-old. He's the...
Did anybody ever look better in a giant fuzzy hat than him?
Than Jamiroquai?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're still going to call him Jamiroquai, just like we called Darius Hootie.
I mean, I never called Darius Hootie. That would be
you never did? Never
yes,
in the 90s?
Did.
I thought his name was Hootie, and I thought the rest of them were the Blowfish.
Well, that's because you're not from Colombia.
Well, okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, when you're from Colombia, like, you know that is not... I mean, it does make sense that he would be Hootie and everyone else would be Blowfish.
Hootie and Blowfish, that is their name. But
right.
If you're going to a Darius Rucker concert, you're telling your friends,
I'm going to see Hootie. The old Hoot Dog. I love Darius.
So I'm glad that Jamiroquai is not a traitorous domestic terrorist. Yeah. Well, actually, he'd be a foreign terrorist because he's from the UK. But.
Put out a new album, though, already. Please.
Do they put out albums all the time?
Well, I know. Now he needs another one. Okay. I want a political Jamiroquai album.
Good on that.
So another chapter in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case. Turns out that Johnny Depp is now accusing Amber Heard of not donating all that money to charity. He accused Amber Heard of pocketing the $7 million divorce settlement and repeatedly lying that she was giving it all to charity. If you recall that, during their whole divorce proceeding, she's like, yes, I'm entitled to this money, but I don't need it, so I'm going to give it all to charity.
Well, he put her in a position. He's like, then I'll just donate the money directly to charity, which, you know, that's not how it works. But interesting move.
So his team spent the last year chasing the Children's Hospital of L.A. and the American ACLU to find whether or not they'd actually received money from the actress. Documents produced by the hospital suggest it received $100,000, which was, you know, way short of the $3.5 million that she was supposed to give.
Dave, things happen.
They're both terrible.
Yeah.
They're both terrible.
Yeah. Have you seen, though, on Twitter and, like, social media in general, there is a Johnny Depp... Like, I'm standing with Johnny Depp for in all of his movies right now, and it was just like,
neither?
what movie are you watching for Johnny Depp to give him his stardom back? Yeah.
Johnny Depp does not need his stardom back. He's fine.
Let's bail out Johnny Depp. He just got paid, what was it, like $20 million for not appearing in a movie?
And I like the guy
that
replaced
him.
Fantastic Beasts,
Which,
well, I mean, but he was promised to that role. I mean, you have to pay him out if you decide just to axe him. That's
him,
the way the contract
but
works.
I don't think the contract's written like that.
The people should be feeling sorry.
No, agreed, Johnny Depp is a dirtbag. Amber Heard is a dirtbag.
Hey, look, the consequences of your own actions.
Mm.
They have caught up.
Yeah.
Ha. Huh.
Well,
surprise Pikachu face.
The annual canine-powered puppy bowl is still on, so it's going to be happening on Super Bowl Sunday, which is Sunday, February 7th this year,
you
ahead
know what
of the
I don't
big
like
game
about the
on Discovery
Bowl,
Plus and Animal Planet. What?
Pre-recorded. I want live action puppies.
What does it matter?
They just be peeing and pooping everywhere.
They already know who wins the puppy bowl.
Who cares? Do you?
I bet on it.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Would you like to hear about some guy's butt to start the Redneck Report today?
I mean, I feel like this is how we should start the Redneck Report every day, Dave.
Well, this guy really wanted everyone to know about his butt. A guy from Naples called 911 about a McDonald's order, and he said that he had cocaine, quote, in his butt.
Yeah. That's where you smuggle it.
Yeah. He said, and the cocaine. A man hinted that he had been loaded into the back of the sheriff's patrol car, and the deputy asked him to clarify after he said, and the cocaine. And then he responded with, I have cocaine in my butt. He's a 56-year-old man. He called 911 originally to report that his burger had been made incorrectly. The cops did show up, found that there was weed tucked into a napkin he had on him, and that he
had been
bragging about the hidden cocaine. They searched him for cocaine, didn't find it, and then he mentioned in the butt.
Dave, you only call 911 on McDonald's when they forget your sauce. A burger like with extra pickles or
your sauce.
No mustard, that's not a 911 emergency, but no sauce, that is, you know, code 5, scramble the choppers and get them out there.
Well, this is another McDonald's-related one here. A 28-year-old man was arrested for snoring loudly after apparently falling asleep behind the wheel in a McDonald's drive-thru.
I mean, that's fair. Anybody who snores loudly at any time and disrupts anything, whether it's sleep or a fast food order, deserves to go to jail immediately.
He was probably behind Dave Farrow because Dave Farrow was taking way too long
way
in the
too
drive-thru.
Long. Yes, we found this out about Dave earlier
Dave
today.
Dave doesn't know how to order.
Does not know how to order.
Guy just decided to take a little nap.
I am very efficient in the drive-thru.
Oh,
I just don't like being interrupted.
Uh-huh. Maybe this did they say what had happened to?
No, I'm not reading the story anymore. I'm mad at you guys. It's 3:47 a.m. So what do we think happened to this guy?
He'd been driving all night and was looking to get a McNugget fixed. No alcohol involved, I'm sure.
There was a Ford pickup that was parked in the outside. That's what drives me crazy is when I'm in a drive-thru or at a bank ATM. Somebody puts their car in park. Like, what are you doing?
There's no.
Push the brake pedal.
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm saying, like, if you put your car in park in a drive-thru,
what are you doing?
We're going to fight.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to fight.
What are you doing?
So the deputy spied the Ford pickup truck parked outside of the drive-thru lane. And snoring loudly was the description that he got from the workers that were there. The man walked over to the guy sleeping and said, "Hey, can I see your license?" He said, "I don't have one." And that's when he went, "That's strange. This truck smells like booze." Sure enough, he failed his field sobriety test. He told investigators he had had 6 to 8 beers at a bonfire and also had some rum runners. So this guy wasn't even hiding it.
Who makes a rum runner at a bonfire?
That sounds great.
Some chick who came up to the party. And
hell
she didn't want the natty light that was on tap.
All I want is a Bush Light, man. Give me a Bush Light and let's set some pallets on fire and get all those weird
chemicals.
Try
to jump over them.
Yeah. That's America.
That is America. Hopping over bonfires.
So stupid.
That should be on our flag.
We're all really good at it when we're drunk.
That should be on our American flag.
So this is a strange one. This is also from Florida. Manatee County Sheriff's Office arrested a man who was caught on surveillance video breaking into a home, walking around with an assault rifle out by the pool. Ooh. But he clearly hadn't thought it all the way through. Here, let me give you his outfit. All right. So he had a beanie as a hat.
Okay.
He had
ear
protection headphones. Like as in if you're working in the garage. Yeah, sure, with construction. He had a face covering, sweatpants, gloves, and for shoes, he selected Crocs.
So sweatpants, Crocs, a beanie, and an assault rifle.
Yep.
That should be on the American flag.
I'm pretty sure it already is.
Jumping over
that's the person
bonfire.
Holding the American flag.
Yeah, so the cops identified the guy and then realized he was already in jail.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
did they say why he was back there?
Well, yeah, he was on drugs and he had a combat fantasy, and so he decided that he wanted to play it out.
Okay, so you went to somebody's backyard.
Yeah,
yep. Walked around their pool.
And finally,
where's the flamethrower from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in a situation like that?
Oh, that's a good reference right there in the pool.
Oh yeah, yep.
And finally, a woman got arrested for a DUI. She's only 19 years old. Ooh. But what's impressive here is that she managed to slip out of the handcuffs. Not once. Not twice. Not three times. 4 different times she slipped out of the cuffs.
After the first time, why didn't they zip tie her?
Are her bones made of jello? How
because
did
she was a hot 19-year-old. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Mm.
And the cops were trying to be cool. Leave her cuffs on, nice and loose. She slipped out of them 4 different times.
What did she do when she slipped out of them? Just sat in the back seat?
Sat there, and then they just recuffed her. Didn't really think it through.
Well, right then.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We've made it through another week.
All I want to eat is Empire.
I feel like we deserve a drink.
It is high time we crack open a beer together, my friend. It has been too long.
Doesn't it sound like a haiku? We have made it through another week. I feel we deserve another drink. I'm a poet. I didn't know it.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Let's crack open some beers. Here we go.
Okay. Well, it is, it is that time of year, Dave, where we are focused upon our health, our wealth, and...
our wealth.
Health, wealth, and what else is supposed to make
happiness.
Us happy?
Happiness.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
Sure.
So I bought for the very first time in, I think, 12 or 13 years of doing Beer for Breakfast, I have brought in a quote-unquote diet and or light beer. The beer that we have in front of us right now is the Firestone Walker Fly Jack Hazy India IPA, which has 96 calories.
96 calories for an IPA is obscene, right? 96 calories is what you'd expect from like a Mick Ultra or something.
Something absolutely ridiculous.
It's listed on the can as citrus, hazy, and crisp. Firestone Walker obviously has a fantastic reputation, so I'm very curious about this beer.
I mean,
it is so cold. Did you have this like in the good part of the fridge or something? Like this feels
it's
really
exceptionally cold today.
Well, you know, here at the station, there's nobody here besides us.
Oh, so
really.
This is the only thing. Okay.
So it was literally like you open up our work fridge in the break room and you look in there and the only thing in there is the beer for this week and the beer for next week. So it's like, oh, okay. So
you already purchased the beer for next week? Way to get ahead.
I am on top of things.
Yeah, this beer smells good.
Right now. But Firestone Walker, one of the greatest breweries in the country, usually available all across the country as well. It's another good thing. I have never had a bad beer from them. I've had some, good beers, but I've never had a bad beer. So I'm excited to try something that I normally would not pick for myself.
Okay. So again, 96 calories in this. Also on the top of the can, outside of the citrus, hazy, and crisp, it says beer before glory. So
ooh, I like Dave, that. If you were wondering, this has 4% alcohol by volume and
decent.
Whole gram of protein.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting my protein here.
Yeah,
great.
So this is basically, like an after gym workout where you're trying to protein bulk.
Yeah.
You can maybe lead off with a Firestone Flyjack Hazy IPA. The five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We don't need the drum roll until the end.
Oh, not yet? Okay, sorry.
All right. So let's take a look at this. It is very hazy, but it's not so hazy that you can't see like opaque shapes through the back of it, straw yellow. Oh, it almost looks like
kind of looks like dirty water to me. It doesn't even look that yellow. It does. I don't know.
It's not like a golden crisp yellow like you would get on a.
It looks like you just
lager.
Peed in the toilet.
Mine mine does occasionally.
What is there, something wrong with your kidneys and liver?
I haven't been to the doctor in a while.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Who likes going to the doctor? It kind of looks like it looks like lemonade if you poured vodka in it. I don't know.
Good one.
I would say a straw yellow, but a very effervescent and hazy, or excuse me, and bubbly head that dissipated very quickly.
I love that Mahoney was able to work in effervescent again. He loves that word.
Why does that one word always, like, you try
it's
to interject?
Effervescent, effervescent.
He never uses that word. Oh, you're going to correct me now?
Yes, because there's no P's, it's F.
He's a wordsmith.
Effervescent.
But it
we'll
is because if you look at it, there is a good amount of carbonation in this. It's hard to see because it's hazy, but there is a decent amount of carbonation in there. Let's move to the next category, which is the smell, my friends.
It smells really sweet, like almost cotton candy-esque. Like,
it does have a very big citrus nose,
huge.
Which is kind of surprising considering, again, this is a quote-unquote kind of light beer or a diet beer,
this is really
citrus.
Just a test to see if everyone still has their sense of taste and smell, so that's what we're doing here.
Still
what does it smell like to you, Audrey?
Smells like I am getting that sweet candy smell, but I'm also picking up on a lot of citrus.
Yeah,
I'm getting maybe even some like pineapple. Maybe it's like
But I mean, also if you look at for a second, kind of does look like pineapple juice.
It does, yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
so.
Like a pineapple, like after you've eaten it and then you peed it out.
Razor said, so sweet citrus pea then. It actually smells very, very, very good.
It is, but it's not overwhelming. It's just a nice, solid citrus nose there. Let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, and let's all cheers. Take a drink. We don't need a drum roll yet.
A little early.
Cheers to the drum also.
And we're cheersing ourselves. Or say cheers. Cheers. But cheers, gentlemen and ladies.
I just drooled everywhere. Okay,
whoops.
Let me pick that back up.
Yeah.
It starts out really good, but I don't like the finish.
Oh, no, that finish is strange.
That finish is weird. I mean, I got to take
interesting.
Another.
It's kind of thin.
Though.
I didn't get almost anything up front.
I got pineapple. I did. I got pineapple up front.
But very, very muted to me. Like, I actually get more of the taste on the back end.
Back end.
I don't like whatever the back end taste is, it's like kind of a dry. It's not like your normal hazy finish, which is very juicy.
Yeah.
And this is
so
more
you like
of
the front end better. Like, the back end's, you don't like the taste of the back end.
I mean, that was literally my very first sip of this beer. So, sometimes I can throw
maybe you'll
so
like
gonna,
it better
I'm,
from
I'm
the front than the back.
I'm just going to sample a little bit more of this, and treat myself. I deserve it.
Do it. Do it.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like you.
No, they don't. It's very, to me, it's very muted.
It like, tastes just, like nothing.
It tastes like a light beer on the finish to me.
It tastes like flavored water to me.
It does. It tastes very, like very vitamin thin. Water.
Yeah. Yeah. Vitamin water, yeah.
Because it's so diluted.
Yeah.
Like, I will say I like it, though. I really do. I actually enjoy this.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just fine.
It just tastes like water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It smells stronger in flavor than it tastes.
This may be the first, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the flavor is just too watered down for me because, it, as we know, calories in alcohol come from...
Flavor.
No, come from the alcohol. Like, I mean, if you have a beer that has only 96 calories, it means it's low in alcohol, which is why this beer only has 4% alcohol
boring.
By volume.
It's just boring. It's not like a bad beer. It's not a great beer. It's just boring. It's just something that I would pick up if I was going to the lake or something and needed something that would be really easy. I probably wouldn't feel bloated after.
It's getting better the more I drink it. Do you know what this tastes like to me? That good level yet.
This tastes to me like a Mike's Hard lemonade that's been sitting out in the
with
sun
no
and all of the ice is melted in it.
And it grew a hipster mustache.
Like if you poured a Mike's Hard lemonade into like a tall cup with that crushed Sonic ice and all of the ice melted, but you're still
down.
Like, I'm gonna drink it anyhow.
I wish this was
buzz.
Better. Nope. I really do. The nose, like I said, I led the segment off saying I've never had a beer I really didn't like from Firestone Walker, but this one, maybe not super high on my list. But we'll get to that.
A bit of a betrayal as well because I think the nose is better than the taste.
Absolutely,
yeah, I want a candle of this.
I like it the other way around. Yeah.
The mouthfeel on this, light-bodied, it's crisp.
Oh, Ned said it's the LaCroix of beers. It is. It's like sparkling water without enough sparkle.
With no sparkle.
No, yeah. Topo Chico is way better than this.
Okay.
The drinkability, if it's hot, like if you're doing this as a resolution or if you're doing this to try to watch your calories, maybe go with something else. You know, or maybe just work out a little bit more. I don't know, because this is a sacrifice I am not willing to make. Dave, can I get a drum roll, please?
Here we go.
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Firestone Flyjack Hazy Pale Ale, a 2.4 out of 5.
Having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, do any of you actually miss going out to crowded places? I mean, I only ask because you guys always talk about wanting to just stay home all the time, but now nothing is open and we're being asked to stay home. So... I mean, how do you guys feel about that?
Message deleted.
I feel like the pining for crowded places and big events and stuff like that is much like when you break up with somebody and you're not sure if it's really over and you think about all the good times.
You forget about the bad
and
times.
Then you get back with them and you're like, oh, this is why we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
That's very much like me in crowds. I feel like because I can't have it, I want it. And going to like a concert sounds fun in the right environment.
Yeah, with a seat.
Yeah, with a
and
seat.
Away from
exactly.
the crowd.
But like a festival still sounds awful to me.
Yeah, like going and standing in the middle of a field somewhere, it's dirty. No. Everyone
I'm such
stinks.
A brat when it comes to concerts. I don't want to stand.
I need to sit. I need to be near a bathroom, and I need to be a bar.
Yep.
And preferably,
yes,
have a waitress.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
So doesn't it sound awful? Like
standing
350 yards away from the artist that you actually want to see, and then every time you have to go to the bathroom, you have to use your cell phone flashlight to stumble into some disgusting porta potty that's been crapped all over, and then you have to wait in line for 45 minutes to get a beer, and then you have to get 6 beers for all your friends, and you try to carry them back, and you're spilling them all over, and it costs a small fortune. All that sounds terrible still.
No.
I don't know if there's enough pandemics in the world to make me miss that.
And you know what? I kind of like the local bars, and I've always been a dive bar girl just in general, but I like the it being quiet and me being able to hear people, and that makes me sound old, but there is nothing worse than being in a crowded bar in a crowded space where not only are you waiting in line for a drink, where you just can't get a drink.
Yeah. So no, growing to like a college bar.
No, that sounds terrible. What sounds good to me at this time of year is think of the setting in Seattle, right? Like where it's raining outside, it's kind of chilly, you're inside, and it's like a nice martini bar, and there's a fire crackling, and there's good conversation. Like that sounds on point.
Atmosphere really does make a difference when you get older, I think.
Nah, I want
atmosphere over just crowds and sweat.
You know, I love the atmosphere of my living room.
Which is also great.
It's amazing. The only thing I wish
feng shui in there is great.
The only thing I wish I could change is that I wish I could smoke cigars in my house.
Well, I mean, once your wife leaves you, you can.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, the house is hers.
Well, you can smoke in your
mistake
in your studio apartment. Yeah. Oops.
Please leave a message.
Lose my deposit, Dave.
What are people's takes on shower beers? I do it after, like, I have a long run or on a hike, a really cold hike, and then I come home and I take a super hot shower. There's just something about a really cold beer and a super hot shower that just makes me feel really good.
Message deleted.
It's so funny because obviously a female caller there leaving that message. Audrey instantly is in on it with the, yeah, yes, I'm down. Boozette in the chat and Christina both said love shower beers and shower beers always.
They now have an appliance for your fridge, but for your shower where you can now put like cups and wine glasses so that you can have it sitting there and not be like on your ledge.
These are separate things for me. Like the shower does not mix with sex or alcohol for me. Like they can be worlds. They're mutually exclusive.
I'm not going back to it.
It's amazing. Every female in the chat is guessing this idea.
It's an everyday thing for me. That's just called a shower.
Do all you girls like shower sex too? Because that's terrible.
No girl likes shower sex if she's ever had it before. Water is not a lubricant.
Natalie says hubby does shower beers often.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I shower at night. Like, I'm going to bed. So I'm like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to slam a beer right before I fall asleep.
So okay, so the shower beer, though, is just like what the person, the lady who called, it's like one of those, oh my gosh, I just did a hike. I just got like, I'm all hot
it's
now.
Good for
like,
a hangover.
Or even if you're at the beach and you're on vacation and you're showering off
hair
the day.
Dog,
I mean, if I'm drinking and then I just also happen to be showering to get the water or the sand off of me, sure.
It's a different vibe. It's not an all the
time. I just don't need to be drinking while I'm in the shower. Yeah, it's going to take, I mean, I'm very efficient in the shower. It's between 5 and 7 minutes tops.
What?
Yeah, same. That's one beer.
No, that's a fast shower.
Slam a beer
shower.
5 minutes?
That's not a fast shower. That's an efficient shower. I've got places to be.
You got to scrub each toe.
It's scrub easy. Each toe. I never.
You got kids. You're trying to get out of the shower that fast. You got to relish. So you're messing up your showers. You got to start a minute extension. So then you have at least a little extra time for yourself in the shower.
Did you realize how the look that I would get from my wife if I was escaping the kids by showering?
She
and
does
she
it.
Walked in and
she
I'm in
does
there.
It. I know for
and
a
I'm
fact
in there
she
slamming
does it.
A Coors.
I know for a fact she takes that time for the shower
takes
for herself.
A whole bottle of white wine there.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So as we round things out today here in Las Vegas, we were just discussing what our big plans are for the weekend. And Mahoney, do you want to drop it on everyone? Because your plans for this weekend, off the charts. You have a big lunch plan that's going to include some
leftover tacos.
Leftover tacos, yeah, with vegetarian meat. And then perhaps for dinner this evening, you said you're going to try
the Impossible Burger.
Try the Impossible
Very
Burger
exciting.
With no bun.
No bun.
No bun.
I don't like the, you know, like, I don't know. I don't have any buns at the house.
That's fine.
Audrey, can we talk about what you just mentioned that you and your husband did yesterday?
Sure. Well,
we were talking about sexy time playlists on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And then you guys decided that you were going to try it out, and the song that you guys decided to get down to.
We decided. Excuse you, Farrah. The
you
song
decided.
he decided.
My husband decided.
Hold on,
I was.
You guys tell me if this would get you in the mood because her husband put this on, and it was. You said fresh out of the shower, right? Like it was like
you were fresh out of the shower. He was fresh out.
We
of the
were
shower.
Both fresh out of the shower.
Okay.
We showered together.
Yeah. Sounds terrible.
That sounds awful.
So you get out of the shower, and then he goes, what was the conversation?
Well, we had just listened to the bit because I thought it was hilarious yesterday.
Yep.
So we went upstairs and showered. And by the end of it, I'm toweling off because, of course, I finished second.
As usual. Yep.
And I'm like toweling off, and all of a sudden I hear.
Oh, he puts the music
song.
On.
I mean, but listen to that bass line.
Is it coming from the other room? Is it a little quiet? Or you hear like it sort of just starts?
No,
growing?
It's blasting. And he just looks at me because I come out. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" And he goes, "I've never been harder." I was like, "Can you just not do that?" So yes, that was our.
And now you might be pregnant with a little rednecks baby. Who knows?
We could possibly be.
You got to name that kid. Either his middle name or his or her middle name needs to be Cotton, and the first name needs to be Joe.
That's right,
little baby Joe.
Little baby Joey, little girl.
Oh, Joey
cute,
would be a little
that's
girl.
A cute, that's a cute name for a girl.
But yeah, so I might be pregnant.
We'll see.
Yeah. Ian, big plans for the weekend for you, my friend?
I'm going to get pregnant.
Are you?
Yep.
to this song?
Up too late.
Actually, if you want something interesting to look into this weekend, if you're just completely bored out of your mind, look into the history of the Rednecks and this song. There is a, like, if you think that, like, Fleetwood Mac had issues with band members and infighting and lawsuits and all that stuff.
These guys aren't even from America.
They're Swedish, I believe.
They're making
Swedish.
Fun of American culture.
This is the, it's either Sweden or Denmark, I believe, but it's the number one song of all time in that country.
Yep.
But look into what, like, the drama that surrounds it. It is unreal.
Rednecks with an X.
Yes.
And now you have something to do this weekend.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada